Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the program today. We continue to do our devotional series, Suffer Well, and that's what Meshuvah comes down to, is suffering well for a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you've been listening for a while now, you know how blessed we are to just be reading these wonderful devotionals together. And today, the title is about obedience. And we're going to look at food, but don't get confused. It's not about food. It's about obedience to a wonderful Creator. But we're going to see how man twists the instructions of our Creator and forget them. You know, in Hosea, it says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And basically, people forget who our Creator is. They decide not to follow Him, and they decide to follow their own flesh, and it runs into a problem. So let's read the devotional, and then we'll get into a little teaching on this here today. It says, food. All food is clean. Who gets to define what food is? See Leviticus 11, the entire chapter. And we're not going to read the entire chapter right now, but it says a few facts derived from Leviticus 11. First of all, Yahweh defines what food is, not man. Second of all, anything not named to be clean is not food, or not clean to be eaten is not food. Next, you desire to name something as food, or your desire to name something as food, when Yahweh says it's not, is sinful. You know, there's a saying in the scripture that says, those that call good evil and evil good, and that's exactly what something that goes on here. And the next we see, is defining food about redemption? Of course not. Is it about your well-being? Absolutely. The good father nourishes his children well. Another point is, no, the old covenant cannot define what food is, and then be changed in the new covenant. Hint, Peter's vision with all sorts of creatures in the sheet was about Gentiles not being called unclean. Be a Berean, scratch the scriptures to see if what we are saying is true. And we look at Acts 17, 11 to 12, and it says, and all the people of Berea were more open-minded than those of Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures daily, day after day, to see if Paul and Silas were telling the truth. As a result, many Jewish people believed, as did many prominent Greek women and men. We have to be Bereans and search the scriptures daily. Read all of Acts 10, and not just part of it. Specifically note verse 28. And we look at Acts 10, verse 28, it says, Peter told them, you know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But Yahweh has shown me that no longer shall I think of anyone as impure or unclean. Hallelujah. Continuing, it says, yes, that means eating pork and shellfish is against the commandments of Yahweh. Please see verses 46 and 47 of Leviticus chapter 11. Now, I asked you all to read chapter 11 when you have some time, but at least 46 and 47 says, these are the instructions regarding the land animal, bird, marines, creatures, and animals that scurry along the ground. But these instructions will know what is clean and unclean, which animals may be eaten and which animals may be not eaten. It says, if it needs to be said, knowing the heart, the mind of man, pork and shellfish contains toxins and are extremely carcinogenic. Yes, very cancer-causing, perhaps. That's why Yahweh says you shall not eat it. It's not food, and he cares for you. Now, I could easily get into a message about food here, me being a teacher of health, me knowing how bad it is to eat certain foods that our Creator tells us not to. It's so tempted to get into a message about food and diet here. But I want us to look at the bigger picture. Because when I explain to people that we are to keep the commandments of our Creator, to be blessed, many people say, well, what about Peter? Peter says we no longer have to just eat clean food. When Yahweh gave him the vision of the dream. When anyone tells me that, I know they are not searching out the scriptures and reading it carefully. They don't understand scripture. As it said here, it wasn't about clean and unclean animals, about clean and unclean people. And as well, it wasn't about food. And this whole message is not about food. It's about obedience to a wonderful creator. That is the difference. You know, the Bible is a book about opposites. Good versus evil. Life versus death. Blessings versus curses. It's a book of opposites. And we choose which side we want to be on. And we get what the book, what our actions show. Remember, as a face reflects in water, so the heart reflects our actions. Or actions reflect our heart. We must understand about the obedience of our Creator and the blessings that come along with it. And the opposite of blessings is curses. We're not saved by our works. We're saved by the blood of Yeshua Messiah. That's what truly circumcised our hearts. But I tell you this, we're preserved by our works. We're blessed by our works. And if a man truly has a heart for Yahweh, their obedience will follow. It reveals the truth of what your heart is saying, not just what your lip service is saying. Exodus 15:26 in the scripture says, if you will listen carefully to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases that I sent upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh who heals you. Now I want you to look at that scripture, that verse, and underline several words. The words that say do, and underline the word that says all. Do all the commandments. That's the scripture. That's what he wants us to do so we would be blessed, safe, and he would know where our heart truly is. We could look at almost every book in the scripture and it talks about the obedience and the blessings that go along with it. In Deuteronomy 12:32, it says, so be careful to obey the commandments I give you. You must not add or take away anything from them. You must obey these commandments. I tell you this, there's over 600 commandments in the scriptures of do this and don't do this and do that and don't do that. And many people get confused and they say, how could we do that many? Many people think we can't even do 10, so how could we do 600? We're not called to do 600, but we're called to do the ones we can absolutely still do today. There are many commandments that are geared towards women. I'm not a woman, so I can't do them. There are many commandments for farmers. I'm not a farmer, but there are commandments that I can keep. And I tell you this, 80 to 90% of the commandments every single person in this world are keeping already through just normal morality of man. So when a Christian tells me we shouldn't keep or we can't keep the commandments, I say, why are you keeping 90% of them then? We absolutely have everything in our power to keep the commandments because that's what the scriptures tell us to do them. And when we mess up, he gives us his grace and mercy. But it says there's no sacrifice for intentional sin. Sin is transgression of the law. It's breaking these commandments. The common Christian church today is teaching against scripture when it says the law is done away with because the commandments are not done away with. It's the Pharisaic law of putting all these fences and gates around the commandments and making man do all these things that have been added to them. But Yeshua says, my burden is not difficult. Psalms 19:8 says, the commandments of Yahweh are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandments of Yahweh are clear, giving insight for living. And I have to laugh when people say you're being legalistic. And I said, legalistic? How many red lights did you pass on your way to work today? You know, how much did you check your speedometer to make sure you were not speeding? Are you legalistic because you're following the instructions of the land? Well, I'm legalistic if that's what it means for following the instructions of our Creator. There are more laws given to man today by the local city council that you follow, and then you disobey the laws of our Creator, showing a complete disrespect. Psalms 103:18 says, of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandments. He wants us to obey his guidelines and instructions. That's what they are. It's not a matter of legalism. It's a matter of being blessed. And following him. And who do you follow? Proverbs is another word for wisdom in the scripture. And Proverbs 19:16 says, keep the commandments and keep your life. Despising them leads to death. Despising them leads to death. And then I get comments under my videos and my teaching saying you're all wrong. We're saved by grace and we no longer need to keep the commandments. And I say, well, then why are you keeping the commandments? 90% of them you keep. Go the extra mile and keep the few that you're not, because there's no neutrality with our Creator. Go all the way, not halfway, and don't stop, because when you stop, you're going backwards. You've got to keep moving forward. It's a beautiful thing to understand why the commandments are given and why He tells us not to do certain things. But even if you don't understand, that doesn't change the idea to keep them. Woe to the Christian church today that tells people they no longer have to do those things of the Old Testament. Yeshua says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Matthew 19:17 says, why ask me about what is good? Yeshua replied, there is only one who is good. But to answer your question, if you want to receive eternal life, keep the commandments. In his great two words, and he summed it up, follow me. Yeshua was the living Torah, the guideline and instructions. Follow me. To follow means to follow, not to go somewhere else or do something different. Follow me. He set the great example. The great example of what a person with a circumcised heart means. In 1 Corinthians 7:19, there's so much confusion and talk about physical circumcision. And then it's said here, for it makes no difference whether a man is circumcised or not. The important thing is to keep Yahweh's commandments. That's what shows if you have a circumcised heart or not. If a man is circumcised in the flesh and not keeping his commandments, it means nothing. But for a man to keep Yahweh's commandments is everything. Is everything. It doesn't matter where you started out. The Torah is not a Jewish book. It's a Yahweh book. It's a book of the scriptures. The original covenant was not written for Jewish people. It was written for everyone that wants to share the blessings of our wonderful Creator. 1 John 2:3-4 says, and we can be sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. I ask you today, do you know him? Do you know him? And if you know him, why are you not keeping his commandments? Are you deceived by some Catholic or Christian teaching that says we no longer need to do those things? This devotional today that was about food and the clean and unclean goes way beyond the important thing of food. It's about obedience to a wonderful Creator. Verse 4 in 1 John 2 says, if someone claims to know Yahweh but doesn't obey his commands, that person is a liar and not living the truth. Test everything. Be a reading and read the scriptures. Are you a truthful believer or are you a liar? Are you following his words? 1 John 5:2-3 says, we know we love Yahweh's children if we love Yahweh and obey his commandments. Loving Yahweh means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Hallelujah. His commandments are not burdensome. You see, in the original covenants, they had a tough time keeping the commandments because they didn't have Yeshua. Yeshua's yoke makes it easy to do. He wants us to do this. He desires us to do this. And it's all over scripture to be obedient to our wonderful Creator. This is the difference. This is where people are lacking. They're not reading their scripture and understanding what it means. We look all over the word, all over scripture it talks about. Psalms 119 is a great example, right in the middle of the book, the longest psalm, talking about what we are to do. Psalms 119:4 says, if you have changed, you have changed us to keep your commandments carefully. Psalms 119:15 says, I will study your commandments and reflect on your ways. You see, it's about his guidelines and instructions. Psalms 119:27 says, help me understand the meaning of your commandments, and I will meditate on your wonderful deeds. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:40, I long to obey your commandments. Renew my life with goodness. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:45 says, I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. Do we get this? Do we understand this? Why is the common Christian church teaching us we no longer need to keep them? They say because we have the blood of Yeshua, we no longer need to keep them for salvation. We don't keep his commandments to be saved. We keep his commandments because we are saved. That's the point they're missing. That's the point. Because he is our Father, and he knows what's best for us. Psalms 119:56 says, "This is how I spend my life, obeying your commandments." Psalms 119:63, "I am a friend to anyone who fears you, anyone who obeys your commandments." Psalms 119:69, "Arrogant people smear me with lies, but in truth, I obey your commandments with all my heart." Can you say that? Can you believe that? Can you understand that? Psalms 119:78, "Bring disgrace upon the arrogant people who lied about me. Meanwhile, I will concentrate on your commandments." Are you concentrating on his word, on his commandments? Psalms 119:87, "They almost finished me off, but I refuse to abandon your commandments." Psalms 119:93, "I will never forget your commandments, for by them you give me life." Psalms 119:94, "I am yours, rescue me, for I worked hard to obey your commandments." This is the heart of a true believer. This is the heart of somebody that gets up and follows him when he says, "Follow me." You understand, when you got that call to follow him, when you got that desire to follow him, it wasn't just lip service. You went out to love what he loves and hate what he hates. And follow him means to keep his commandments. Psalms 119:100 says, "I am even worse than my elders, for I am even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments." Psalms 119:104 says, "Your commandments give me understanding. No wonder I hate every false way of life." We are to love what he loves and hate what he hates. Psalms 119:110 says, "The wicked have set their traps for me, but I will not turn from your commandments." You see, it's the enemy's desire, goal, and job to get us away from being obedient to our Creator. That's what puts us in danger. But he wants us to follow him. That's what this message of clean and unclean food is about. Following him. Psalms 119:128 says, "Each of your commandments is right. That is why I hate every false way." Any way that involves breaking the commandments of our Creator is evil and not of Yahweh. Remember that. Psalms 119:134 says, "Ransom me from the oppression of the evil people. Then I can obey your commandments." And Psalms 119:141 says, "I am in sight and despised, but I don't forget your commandments." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run and cling to his holy word. "See, I love your commandments, Yahweh. Give me back life because of your unfailing love." Verse 159 of 119. And then we look at 168 of 119. "Yes, so I obey your commandments and your laws because you know everything I do." And then finally, 173 in Psalms 119 says, "Give me help, a helping hand. For I have chosen to follow your commandments," and he has given us a helping hand. And that helping hand is Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. And he helps us to be obedient to our wonderful Creator. And he teaches us what obedience is all about, the blessings that go with it, and what it means to obey. It says in Deuteronomy 21:18-19, it says, "If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother and to discipline him, he will not listen to them. Then his mother and father shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elder of the city of the gate," the place where he lives. Understand, we must keep ourselves clean and keep the community clean. Follow the commandments has everything to do with it. Everything to do with it. Genesis 22:18 says, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." Isaiah 1:19 says, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." And 1 Peter 1:14 says, "An obedient child, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance." Romans 6:16 says, "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey? Either of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness." And Joshua 1:7 says, "Be strong and courageous. Be careful to obey all the commandments my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 16:26-27 says, "But I have now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all the nations, according to the command of the eternal Elohim, to bring about obedience of faith To the only wise God be glory forever through Yeshua Messiah. First Peter says, I have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere brotherly love. Love one another earnestly from a pure heart. First Peter 1:22. And Romans 5:19 says, for by the one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, the scriptures are filled with verses about obedience and love and going hand in hand. And it's filled with it. We must read our own scriptures for ourselves and study out the word and test everything and not take the words we hear from some preacher for real, because many of them are not living in the joy and the love that comes along with obeying the commandments of our wonderful Creator. And I want all of you to feel and understand the obedience and the love that comes along with it. For Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the one that died for us, says, whoever loves me will keep my commandments. Because he loved us first, so we love him back. Understand, the commandments or his death isn't an excuse for us to live in sin and break his commandments. Again, we have his blood that saved us. We don't keep the commandments to be saved. We should keep them because we are saved. Because he loved us first. It says in Leviticus 22:31, be careful to observe my commandments. I am Yahweh. John 14:21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. For the one who loves me will be loved by the Father. And I too will love them and show them myself. Love, love, love. To feel the joy that comes along with the obedience. It's a beautiful thing. To know the joy and to walk around in that joy all the time. Deuteronomy 5:33 says, but following exactly the way Yahweh, your Elohim, commanded you, that you may live and prosper and may have a long life in a land which you are to possess. And Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of Yahweh's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice pleasing to Yahweh. This is your true proper worship. Romans 15:32 says, so that I may come to you with joy by Yahweh's will and your company be refreshed. Oh, and I love the Psalm 119:47-48 that we read. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. How beautiful that is. And I call on you all today, the verse from Hebrews 12:2, fixing your eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. For the joy is set before him, endured in the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of our wonderful Creator. That we may never suffer from the consequences of disobeying and a disobedience. We never suffer the consequence then. We understand obedience is faith. It goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. It says Ephesians 2, 8-9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not none of yourself, it is a gift from Yahweh, not of works, lest anyone boast. This wonderful grace he has given us. He's given us the commandments to do good workers. It says in James 1:22, but be good doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. We must be doing good works. Obedience to our Creator is so important. It's such an important process of this thing. 1 Samuel 15:22 says, has Yahweh as great and delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of him? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen is better than the fat of rams. Obedience to him. John 4:23-24 says, but the hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. Yahweh is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And John 7:17 says, if anyone's will is to do Yahweh's will, he will know whether the teaching is from Yahweh or whether I am speaking of my own authority. Our will should be following to his Torah. And I tell you now, most people are following, the majority of them, again, through just natural living of morality. But that's not good enough. He doesn't say follow some of them. He doesn't say follow most of them. He says, follow all of them. And it's time for us to focus on the ones we're not following. It's time for us to question ourselves, why not? Why are we so obedient to these other ones, and why do we ignore these? We need to ask ourselves that. John 14:21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by the Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And John 15:10 says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Thank you. Thank you. And then Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another towards love and good deeds by keeping his holy word. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving us your holy, holy word. Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith, Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. And he did it again with his son when he went to sacrifice his son. He trusted Yahweh. Philippians 2:8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the stake. We must be obedient and understand obedience to understand love, and understand obedience to understand blessings, and understand obedience to understand our wonderful Creator and what he did for us. I would tell you today, if you don't understand the importance of keeping the will of our Father, to keeping the commandments of our Creator, you do not understand anything to do with salvation. You do not anything to song to do understand anything to do with redemption. We must keep his commandments to be blessed, holy, and have a life of peace. Praise a wonderful Creator. Praise a wonderful Creator. We're dedicated here at Torah Life Ministries to teaching people the joy that comes along with keeping his full word found in Torah, the first five books of Scripture. Remember, when the Bible was written, the new covenant, there was no new covenant. It was all about the Torah and the instructions and his commandments. And it says in Timothy, every single word is profitable for man. That was the commandments, the guidelines, and the scriptures of our Creator. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. I pray that this touches you today. Thank you all for listening to this word today. You can hear more at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can also bless us if you'd like at that same website, or you can go to patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Please take these words seriously. Please share this with others, this message, whether you're hearing it on the radio or over the internet. And thank you all for being obedient to his holy word. And may you all see and understand the joy, the beautiful joy that comes along with keeping the words of our Heavenly Father. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Come to the water, you who thirst. And your thirst no more. Come to the Father, you who work, and your work no more. And all you who labor in vain, and to the broken and shamed, love is